Hey, everybody, it's Lex and Stacy. Threesome podcast number 35. Or 15 yes. years younger than Stacy.
Nice.
Just kidding.
That's nice.
I know. Isn't that nice? I don't even know how old Stacy is, so that was wrong. But I was just, you know, making her uncomfortable right off the bat, which is what I try to do.
So, thank you.
So, Stacy, first off, amazing news and bad news. What okay. do you want first?
You know, let's go with amazing because then we can stretch the bad news as far out as we want.
The amazing news is that I created a threesome podcast t-shirt and put it up on Teespring, and it's very cool. It's got our logo and on the left chest plate, and on the back, a very understated and cool LT2 right below the neckline. And,
cool.
And it's black, and it's in three different styles, women's, men's, and there's even a camo version.
I saw that.
For the douchebags.
Nice.
Got to take care of your douchebags. and now the bad news.
Okay.
I posted this all over my social media, hit it hard three or four times, and I've sold one shirt.
And it wasn't me. That's an upside.
It was me. And there is your bad news.
I can deal with that.
So you saw the shirt, right?
Yeah.
I had two different directions to go, and I think I picked the wrong one. I created one that just said threesome on the front. And then it had our logo on the back.
I think that one would have been, I guess, a little more fun.
I also thought about one that said, you know, in question form, have you had your threesome today?
Because who hasn't? Let's be honest.
Yeah, because everybody has daily threesomes.
Exactly.
So just be honest. Am I missing the mark with all this? Am I a shitty t-shirt maker?
I think for your first go, keep those other ones in mind. You know, there's no reason for you to take what's there down now. I'm not a marketing guru, but leave that up until it's over.
It comes down in 14 days the way Teespring works. And if they don't sell enough of them, then it's no harm, no foul. Nobody gets any and loses money or anything like that.
Well, I did post it on the front of the Threesome Podcast website, threesomepodcast.com.
Yeah.
I also have it pinned up at the top of the Facebook page and the Twitter page, too.
Yeah, maybe for something like that, we need to make a Pinterest page or something.
I guess.
Not that I've
we'll
ever
look into that.
Not that I've ever been on there or even know what it is, but apparently if you sell shirts and stuff like that, that's a necessity.
Gotcha.
But we aren't doing so well in the sales department.
It's because the podcast is so intellectual. You know, people don't need to be bothered with tangible items. Just let it linger in your mind.
No, we definitely run with a high crowd here. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, I picture them wearing pretty high-end clothing and stuff, so that may be the problem here. Or we suck. It's one of the two.
I'm going to think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, we can suck. We admit it. There's days we suck. But we also have days of brilliance.
And, we do.
And you have to agree with us, because otherwise you wouldn't be here listening to this right now.
Yeah, no one's putting a gun to your head, folks. Let's
be
honest.
That's right. And if I had a gun, I probably couldn't sell it. So.
At least not on the podcast.
No. So I'm not going to make any threesome podcast guns for sale. We'll take a beating on those. All right. So lots of cool stuff going on. I don't even know where to start. We We had an interesting thing happen with one of our affiliates over the weekend. Or not over the
weekend. I didn't sleep with anyone.
Not over the weekend, but over the last couple of days.
Okay.
There is a story out about four or five Somali operatives living in the United States that were caught by the FBI wanting to join ISIS. It's like four people in Minneapolis and one in San Diego. And we proceeded to discuss and wonder how, when just several years ago, there were Somali pirates terrorizing people on the high seas off their coast. They made a fucking moving about it, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Shipping lines having to hire, you know, security firms to ride with them and protect the boat at all cost. Had to carry some pretty high-grade weaponry around a lot of flammable oil and gasoline. You know, while they drive along the coast there and have the potential to get robbed. And of course, is now one of the biggest hotbeds in the world for potential terrorism.
Let's be honest. I would think at this point, for me, as a middle-aged white woman, even ISIS sounds more tantalizing than living in Somalia.
See, that's the kind of stuff we were saying. And what happened was, we got a call from one of our affiliates that they were getting a bunch of emails and tweets about us being racist. And they went back and listened to the audio, and they go, you know, we don't believe it was racist. You're just commenting on a news story and throwing some opinions in there. But, you know, it's like there is pirating going on and ISIS joining and terrorism cultivating and everything else. So that's kind of what happens when your country's doing those things.
Right.
We don't view it as racist per se. You're just pretty much stating the obvious. And we went, thank you.
Yes, because I don't think, like, when right now thinking about Somalia, if except that you brought it up, you know, I'm not thinking, wow, the black folk.
No.
I'm just thinking, what a shitty place to live, not because of the African people that live there.
No, because it's unstable government and out of control, and it's very rogue right now. People are just doing whatever the fuck they want. And that's pretty much where we were coming from, and it's where I still come from, you know. So it's, you know, we kind of got the radio station's blessing, but their tweet line was getting hammered with their logo and racist hashtag and stuff like that. And it was upsetting to me. It really was. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, it's there was nothing racist about that. So,
you know what it was? It was ISIS's social media branch.
No. It's much worse than that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm getting to that. So
okay,
I start doing my homework. And it turns out this is two white bread college chicks in the affiliates area that heard this and then just, you know, and they have all these tweets about neoliberalism and all that stuff.
Oh.
And, yes. You know, so they're, I guess they're political science majors. One of them's a filmmaker, you know, and who's, by the way, failing, according to her tweets, at her final. So.
You're not bitter.
So, well, no, I just went back and looked at all their tweets to see who I'm dealing with here, you know? So the one chick, this one was gold, and I want you to tell me if I'm petty.
Okay.
I'll just tell you what my note to her was, and you just tell me if this was a low blow. You can't save the world if you steal makeup.
I think it was concise and to the point.
She She admitted to stealing makeup on her...
See, that's the thing. If they're going to launch this campaign and make your life hell and the radio station hell, then you know what? You better have a pretty locked down or pretty innocuous
social
media account.
There was one more. New rule. You can't bitch about being racist towards Somalia if Somalia doesn't even give a fuck.
Pretty much true.
Because, you know, there's a huge Somalian population in that area for one reason or another. I think there's a program that helps people get to the United States, and there's a lot of nationalities in that area. And and there wasn't one complaint from one of them. You know, even the Somalis heard it and said, yeah, we're pirates. Yeah, we got people joining ISIS. Yeah, it's fucked up over there. That's why we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like the perfect example of why people don't want to live there.
So here are these two little white bread idealistic. I would slap Samantha silly if she got involved in something like that.
See, what pisses me off is, and if they, in their dealings, since they live there, and they are dealing with Somalian refugees, you know, people, immigrants that have come over here on a daily basis, then I can see where they are a little sensitive about it. But it's these same people that have their fundraisers for Haiti and stuff. You know what? You've got places like Detroit right here in the United States. If you want to feel good because you're helping some black people, Detroit's a good place to start, folks.
Yep.
And it helps right here at home. Let's be honest. You know, Jesus Christ.
Agreed.
Sorry.
No, I agree. We have plenty to fix here. Plenty. I couldn't agree more. But... you know, it, like I said, the whole thing was not a rag on Somalia or Somalian people, but just the state of affairs.
Right.
And it's like, you know, you're in the United States, you're away from all that, and you're still trying to join ISIS. Fuck you. Fuck you and your brother in San Diego. It's trying to do it, too. Get the fuck out and go join them. Don't bring your bullshit over here. Believe me. I know ISIS loves to tell you we're the problem. We're not.
Agreed.
We really aren't. The only reason I think we're the problem is because we killed Saddam Hussein.
Yes, we stabilized the Middle East.
Yes.
He was not a good guy, not in any way defending the man, but you know what? He ruled and he kept peace. No, he kept stability.
He kept stability on the chessboard. We played a shitty game of chess by killing him.
Yes.
We sent 10,000s of our sons and daughters to their deaths by killing him.
For no reason.
For no reason.
Because, you know, had nothing to do with 9/11, folks. Sorry.
No.
That was a load of shit given to us by our Republican president at the time, W.
Yep. And wasn't even
W. Evil minions.
Wasn't even W. It was W's father and his cronies finishing what they wanted, started 8 years earlier, 10 years earlier.
Yes.
He didn't have the balls to tell his dad to go fuck himself. He had his turn and it didn't work. Sorry. But we digress.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm not enamored with what's going on now, and I have a feeling I'm not going to be enamored with what goes on no matter who ends up our next president.
Right.
Because there's no cooperation in government right now. You know, you have people, you know, Democrats in Congress and the Senate that are pussies and lay down and don't fight for what they believe in. And then you have people on the other side of the ledger that, you know, are controlled by lobbyists and the Koch brothers and everything else, and they fight amongst themselves. Yeah. You know, and it's just a mess in Washington. No cooperation, no nothing.
On my personal Google Plus page a couple days ago, I did post, it was great. It was a ad for a Ted Cruz butt plugs.
Oh, geez.
They're butt plugs that actually have his face.
Oh, my God.
It's like, well, that's sexy.
You know what? I'm all for a conservative hero on the horizon. I'm okay with that.
I want a moderate hero.
Exactly. I want a John Huntsman type of guy. Well-rounded, been in both administrations, has lived overseas and speaks fluid Chinese, and is pretty much exactly what we need right now. But he couldn't even get on the debates. When they had the debates, you know, they wouldn't even let him on there because they wanted the Mitt Romney Rick Perry show. So even the debates are being manipulated by the media. And what was the black
goddamn media?
What was the black dude that was on in the mix at the
Herman
time?
Cain.
Herman Cain, yeah.
Which, totally off topic, I saw, this was back months ago, someone had the username on a website, Rock You Like Herman Cain.
Awesome.
It's always been. Sorry.
But yeah, it's like, you know, they were the ones over there waving their hands like crazy for attention, and they got it. John Huntsman was just sitting there waiting to get to weigh in on stuff, and they never went to him and three others. You know, and it's like, man, everything's so fucking controlled.
Yes.
It really is.
And you wonder why it's so hard to encourage people to vote. Honestly, I've always been a very pro voting, you know, get out there and vote. Perky, pom-poms, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, why bother? That you finally beat me down, US. I'm done. I could give a shit about voting anymore, honestly, because you're just going to do what you want to do anyway.
Yeah, you have a guy like Ted Cruz who used to be a classic rock fan, but after 9/11, he switched his musical allegiance to country.
And he's Canadian. This is what I don't get, that he's already looking to find ways to get around, you know, the possibility of being president. The man was fucking bored in Canada. You know, again, with the whole birther bullshit with Obama, you can't tell me with the Koch money and the Trump money and the Romney money and all the other rich Republican money, if that man's birth certificate that says he was born in Kenya was to be found, it would have been found by now.
Oh, of course it would have.
But everyone is fine with the Canadian running for president.
Here's the thing.
They're the ones we have to look out for.
Here's the thing. Obama had an American mom. He could have been born in Kenya and still been president.
See, you know, what is, do you know, and I don't, that's why I'm asking, the whole naturalized thing. I thought you had to actually be born here.
No, your parents have to be American. That's it.
I don't know if I completely agree. I don't know. If you're born overseas, then maybe both of your parents need to be American, not just your mom. I don't know. And I don't know how it works. So I could be speaking out of my ass right now. But the man is Canadian. And he renounced his Canadianness to say that he's American. Do you really want a guy who, you know, renounces his country of birth to be patriotic to your country? I just don't like him.
No, he's smarmy. He is. There's, you know, and so far the people that have announced are smarmy. I'm hoping somebody comes along that
didn't even look good on the butt plug.
Who does? I mean, you know, who has a good butt plug picture, Stacy?
Well, it wasn't just a picture. I mean, it was a molded face. Uh-huh. His face was the tip. His head and face would be what's going into the anus the farthest and the deepest.
Well, God knows, you know, if he had a nickel to get where he is. But, you know, and that goes for all of them. They all should have butt plugs for as much ass as they take in to get where they are. The other day, I'm trying to get health insurance. And the other day, the guy selling it to me, the agent, he's like saying Obamacare this and Obamacare that, but you can have this and have that. I wasn't really paying much attention. But he took a swipe at Obamacare. And I said, you know, say what you want. I wouldn't be able to have this conversation with you without him changing pre-existing conditions.
Right.
I said, I don't want to hear you bitching about Obamacare. You know why? Because it's because of your side of the ledger that whole thing got watered down to the piece of shit that it is.
Right.
Because, you know, compromises had to be made. Who do you think the compromises were made with?
And, you know, it's that same side that's all worried about, you know, life and getting babies born and everything. And honestly, if Obamacare saves one life, one human life, isn't it worth it?
Depends isn't on that who the human
Jesus
is.
Wanted?
If it's Ted Cruz, no, he should be impeached. But, and by the way, Ted Cruz had to buy Obamacare to get health coverage.
Good.
But, you know, I just looked at the guy and I said, you know, the side of the ledger you're on is the reason this sucks. I said, and don't tell me it's some liberal legislation for health care, because Bob Dole wrote it. It's his plan. One of the biggest Republican fucks out there wrote this. But once it came over to the other side and they went, oh, this is pretty good, you know, all of a sudden it was the devil.
Yes.
I said, so you're bullshit. Just sell me the insurance. Mr. Christian.
And I think what people are ultimately pissed about is, and I get it because I was in the same boat. So I'm right there. I get it, folks. You are now forced to buy, however you get it, this insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So even the cheap stuff, the super uber cheap stuff that you hear, you know, that people got for like $50 a month or whatever, that's now $50 a month that someone's paying that they weren't paying before. I get that for some people, that's not cool, especially when you get to the higher stuff, you know, where you're now paying $300 a month for your family or more. And that was a bill that you didn't have before. That's what people are pissed about.
But here's the thing.
It's not the fact that people now have to have insurance.
But here's the thing. It was a bill that was being paid before by the taxpayers. People that couldn't afford health insurance were using, you know, disability and Medicaid or anything else to beat the system. And we were subsidizing it as taxpayers.
Right.
So I don't want to fucking hear it. You were paying for it, folks. Make no mistake about it. Whether you're paying for your own or, you know, you were just paying taxes, you're paying health care for somebody. And if you're beating the system, somebody's paying it for you.
Yes.
And that's the honest to God truth. It just doesn't appear free. It somebody's getting paid and somebody's paying it. And that's what we as taxpayers were doing. And insurance companies were okay with that as long as they got paid. And insurance companies loved the fact they were getting paid. So, yeah, they backed Republican candidates to keep things just like they were.
Well, you know, one thing too, and this has always bothered me long before Obamacare and all that, was First of all, the cost of medical procedures, no matter how big or how small they are, because I have seen personally, like going to a chiropractor, where if I had insurance, I didn't have to pay anything, and they were going to be charging the insurance company, and I don't remember, like $150. I'm just pulling that out of my ass. I don't remember. $150 per visit. I don't pay anything. There you go. But if I didn't have insurance, they would charge me $75.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why don't you just charge everyone $75, whether it's insurance or not, you know?
Yeah.
I that always really bothered me. And I'm glad that they gave the uninsured, I guess, a chance to get something. But there was just, that to me just seems fraudulent. But everybody did it and has done it. So I guess it's okay. I just don't understand.
It's necessary. Because you need money for the people that are beating the system. That's what that $75 is.
Well, I understand that. But again, this is like a chiropractor. This is me just getting my back aligned because, you know, so I don't ache.
Yeah.
For me personally, it was not because I was in a car accident and my spine is fused or anything. So it's not like going to, you know, the doctor or the hospital because you have to have the surgery, you know, and it's either going to cost $80,000 if your insurance pays for it or $40,000 if you pay out of pocket, you know?
Yeah, I wish I had the money to subsidize an insurance company, because I would start a company that lowered premiums based on how much physical activity you do, what your BMI is, you know, encourage you through financial ways to lower your payment by taking care of yourself.
Well, I think they do that to some extent. I mean, at least with life insurance, if you smoked a cigarette once 30 years ago, you're paying premiums, you know.
No, the fact of the matter is that really should count for something. It really helps. It really keeps you out of the doctor's office and the hospital. And you know, if you keep logs of what you eat and can have somebody analyze them, and you're keeping your weight where it's supposed to be, and you are doing things to activate your muscles and not have atrophy and cause all these skeletal problems and everything else, you should get a shitload of money knocked off your premium. You should.
See, I think like some like companies, you know, the big businesses, the corporations that can afford this, they have all that employee wellness shit, where if you join the walking club and you walk during lunch and all that kind of stuff, they keep track of all that. And I think that for some places, they do give like lower, you know, whatevers.
Lower premiums, yeah. So they should. You know, it's, you know, I look at people my age, most of which don't take care of themselves or never did, and they're the fuckers driving my premiums up. I go to yoga 5 days a week. I walk almost every day. I don't smoke. I barely have a drink every now and again, and do everything possible to add longevity to my life. And these fuckers are making me pay more. Pisses me off. It really does. It's not fair to people who take care of themselves. But let's just say you don't. Let's just say you don't take care of yourself. If you're somebody that can afford to pay the doctor and pay for your prescriptions and stuff like that, why the fuck can't you get catastrophe hospitalization insurance in case you have a heart attack or something goes wrong, just like you get life insurance? Why can't you do that?
See, I think they do have that in some instances.
They do not have that. I've asked numerous times, because that's all I worry about is being out of pocket for a while and not being able to pay my bills and take care of my family and stuff like that. And other than that, I can pay for all the other stuff.
Right.
I don't need to fuck with a deductible and shit like that. I really don't. I'd rather just pay, you know, life insurance money to make sure that if I go in the hospital that it'll be handled.
Right.
So that's all. You know, it's no big mystery. I don't know why it's so fucking hard.
Capitalism. Honestly, you know, I mean, this is the way the big money insurance business and industry has grown and done its thing. And, you know, that really should have been, I think, more so than Obamacare itself. I think there should have been, like, extreme overhaul of insurance.
Yeah, there does. But, man, with all this stuff on your phone that can track your runs, that can track your food and your intake, I mean, just think if you had the desire to lower your premiums and provide your insurance company with all that information, you know, that you could upload right off your fucking phone, and they will in turn, you know, assess your premium, you know, for how well you take care of yourself. Just think how much cost would go down for a lot of people.
In theory, and I totally agree with what you're saying. I get that. But, you know,
I think it should go the other way, too, that if you're a fat piece of shit and you don't turn anything in and you don't let them know anything you're doing and you smoke and you drink and all that, you deserve to pay a shitload of money because you are going to die.
We're all going to die.
No, you're going to die early.
Well, at that point, then, they're less of a draw on society in the form of, you know, Social Security and such.
No. It's not always. It doesn't always work out that well, Stacey. Some of them end up with that stupid fucking look on their face with strokes and everything else, and somebody's got to fucking feed them and take care of them and cart them around in a fucking cart that the insurance company has to pay for and, you know, put a handicap thing in the van because, you know, they decided to smoke 4 packs a day for 50 fucking years. Fuck that. I'm sorry. You reap what you sow. I don't think an insurance company should have to pay for that.
Do you think an insurance company should pay for your years of cocaine usage?
Yes.
Okay.
They should buy my cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I made it through that.
Yeah, but you can't deny with what you're saying now that there is probably going to be some sort of effect on your health as you get older.
I'm talking about people that are like 45 plus that, regardless of what they did up until that time, there is a point in your life, I don't know if you've hit it or not, but I certainly did somewhere between 45 and 50 where I said to myself, self, you really got to ramp up taking care of yourself.
Yes, I have hit that point. And I am not in that age bracket, but I have hit that point.
And insurance companies probably know what the number is where people start officially getting old. And wherever that number is, it should start with, you know, a somewhat mild blueprint of your history, and you should move forward from there as far as, you know, what you're going to get charged and how much you want to take it upon yourself to reduce your premiums.
But, you know, that kind of then falls under the whole pre-existing condition thing that Obama got rid of that you're very happy about. I mean, you see, I get what you're saying, and I agree to a point, but
you're still insured. You're still insured.
I know, but now, you know, okay, guess what? So that big, huge, giant fat ass who, for whatever reason, is a giant fat ass slug who can't get around well, and they are, you know, in their 50s or 60s, right at the end of their employability age, but their physical status has actually made them even less employed. They're the ones now who are hanging on by a thread, job wise, are the ones that have to pay like the huge, giant premiums.
Right.
Gotcha.
But I know guys that age, women that age, that take care of themselves, have always taken care of themselves, and why should they pay the same as some fucking slug? They shouldn't.
I agree.
All right, then. Enough of this. It's depressing. We got other we got other fish to fry when we next meet on the Threesome Podcast. This one is wrapping up. But, hey, we're going to be rapid-firing you with 30-minute podcast in between the hour one we do for LT2 every week. So those of you that are digging that there's more podcast action, good on you. Love it. We got lots of great stuff still to talk about. We're getting ready to record another one, as a matter of fact. For those of you that are, you know, sad that this is coming to an end, just watch your download folder and you'll see that we're going to turn this bitch up. You'll be getting lots more of these. So thank you so much for listening to the Threesome Podcast. Goodbye.
Go buy a t-shirt.
Bye.